السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are gathered in a mubarak place, the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that the places on earth that are most beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzat are the masajid. And the places on earth that are most abhorred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. So we are gathered in a mubarak place, in a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are gathered on a mubarak day, on a mubarak occasion. A mubarak day is the day of Jumu'ah in the month of Rajab. The best day of the week, the best day for a believer is the day of Jumu'ah. This is like an Eid for a believer. And then being in the month of Rajab makes it more auspicious. And we are on the doorstep of the mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. And we continuously make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. That, oh Allah, grant us barakah in these months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and grant us hayati to witness the mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. Our late Shaykh Hazrat Mu'in Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayh, many a times you must have heard him say from this very place, that, oh Allah, let this Ramadan Sharif be the best Ramadan Sharif of our lives. And at times, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to use these words, that, oh Allah, let it be the mother of all Ramadans, the best Ramadan of our lives. So we continuously make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly give us hayati to witness Ramadan Sharif, bless us with good health in that Mubarak month, and free us, give us free time, free us. I was just speaking to one brother before Jumu'ah en route here, and he has already freed himself. He's already taken leave from his job for the entire month of Ramadan Sharif. He plans himself such that when it comes to Ramadan Sharif, he takes leave for the entire month. Now, not everyone will be able to do that, but many of us can make some adjustments. We can make some adjustments, just that we don't make the effort in that direction. We can make some adjustments. Many of you may be acquainted with Hafiz Hansa Sahib, Dr. Hansa Sahib from Ladysmith. So I grew up in Ladysmith, and I remember that it used to be his practice that prior to Ramadan Sharif, he was a doctor working in the provincial hospital at the time. And prior to Ramadan Sharif, he would work in a lot of overtime, push in a lot of overtime, be on call at nights, etc., over the weekends, so that when it comes to Ramadan Sharif, he is free to perform his Taraweeh. He will not be on call. Sometimes he couldn't get the entire month, but he would try to at least get 15 nights wherein he is not on call. And then he would make his Taraweeh Salah, reading 2 siparas a night, and complete his khatam. So each one of us, now is the time. From now, if we start preparing, we start planning ourselves, then we will really enjoy the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. When Ramadan Sharif comes, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening his treasure chest. And Allah Pak is allowing us to take whatever we wish from that treasure chest. And if we do not avail ourselves, then we got only ourselves to blame. So from now, if we start preparing,
I always mention this, that if a person is not reading salah, is not reading his 5-time daily salah with jamaat in the masjid for the men folk and the women folk at home, if a person is not doing this, then it's a very, very critical condition to be in. Because salah, this is the first duty of a believer. Now, if a person is not even fulfilling this basic fundamental duty of a believer, then when Ramadan Sharif comes with its own boost. Each person feels more pious in Ramadan Sharif. Each person can do more in Ramadan Sharif. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say so many times that try as much as you want. What you can accomplish in Ramadan Sharif, you can never accomplish out of Ramadan Sharif. So every person, regardless of a person's imani level, etc., every person gets a boost in the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. So a person who's not reading any salah, he's just coming to the masjid for Jumu'ah, in between he gets one or two namazes. So when Ramadan Sharif comes, he starts coming to the masjid for Fajr Salah, because he is awake, Sehri time, he's coming for Fajr Salah. Then he doesn't have to eat lunch, so he finds his way to the masjid for Dhuhr. And maybe he makes it for Maghrib, or he makes it for Isha, or sometimes it's winter months, person says, no, I'm too busy in the shop, can't make it for Asr and Maghrib, he just comes for Isha. So out of the 5 salahs in the day, he manages to get 3. Now if you really look at his condition, Allahumma fazna min, we're not pointing fingers at anybody, but if you really look at the person's condition, he is still in a minus situation. Because he didn't even get the 5 daily salahs in his life. But within him, he feels very pious about himself. Because out of Ramadan Sharif, he's not even doing that. So now in Ramadan Sharif, he's reading 3 namazes, it's like he's doing wonders. But in reality, the person is still in a minus situation. So this is why we have to start now. If we start now, we get our salahs in order, we get all the basics in order, everything that we're supposed to be doing. Then when the month of Ramadan Sharif comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that spiritual boost, now the person will bring in nawafil into his life. Now the person will bring in extra azkar into his life. Now the person will be making extra tilawat. I was speaking to a young man yesterday, and he said to me that his habit is to read 1 sipara Quran Sharif daily. He's not a Hafizul Quran. He's not a Hafizul Quran. But Alhamdulillah, he reads the Quran Sharif quite fluently. So he says his habit is to read 1 sipara daily. When the month of Rajab dawns, then he increases it to 2 siparas. When the month of Shaban, the Hilal is sighted for Shaban, then he increases it to 3 siparas. So when the month of Ramadan Sharif comes, now this person is making no less than 5, 6, 8, 10 paras tilawat daily. So this is what we should be working towards, programming ourselves and ensuring that when the month of Ramadan Sharif comes, we don't end up wasting a Mubarak month. Because wallahi, every time we hear this ayat kareema, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, that O you who have brought iman, adopt a life of taqwa and remain in the company of pious souls. Every time we hear this ayat kareema, and we are being told that by joining the company of the pious, we will be able to adopt a life of taqwa. I'm not going into all the detailed explanation. But my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Akim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatuhu, he mentioned in one of his programs that when Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Sahib Muhajire Makki Rahmatullah Ali passed away, so he was the Shaykh of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So when Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, on hearing of the demise of his Shaykh, he uttered some lines of poetry. The meaning of that poetry was, or is, that the golden bird has flown away. We are left with a feather in our hand. Ur gayi sone ki chiriya ur gayi, reh gayi par haath mein. The golden bird, this has now flown away, and we are left with a feather in our hand. So our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was like a golden bird, like many other akabirin, and they have flown away. Of late, our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Akim Akhtar Sahib Naun Barakatuhu, Allah Pak had kept him, even though he was not too well in the last years of his life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him there for people to benefit from him even in that state. The other day, there was a young person who's got some sicknesses, some problems. And this person mentions that, Maulana, I feel very, very bad because I'm giving my parents a lot of taklif. My parents have to now make my khidmat. It's supposed to be the other way around. They are aging. I supposed to be making their khidmat. How many of us are healthy, fit and healthy, and we have aging parents? Are we making their khidmat? So here this young person is saying that, Maulana, I feel very, very bad about myself because instead of me now making their khidmat, they have to now look after me. They have to make my khidmat. So to give that person some tasalli, so I mentioned to that person that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His own way, in His wisdom, He gives people an opportunity to earn Jannat. He gives people an opportunity to earn Jannat. For your parents, Allah Pak has made this their opportunity. They are making your khidmat. It's not going in vain. Now for so many people, their spiritual progress and their Jannat was in making the khidmat of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali. That Allah Pak kept him in a state. If Allah Pak willed, Allah Pak could have given him the best of health. But Allah Pak kept him in a state for a period of years that so many people, if you went there to the Khanqah, beware, you know, to silly of us for having not gone and spent a lot of time, but the little time that we've seen, there's so many people, professional people, businessmen, so many people, but they had just like dedicated their lives to the khidmat of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali. So they earned, they made hay while the sun was shining. Now that opportunity is gone. That particular opportunity is gone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His treasure chest is never empty. Allah Pak always gives more and more opportunities. Allah Pak is Kareem. Allah Pak doesn't deprive anybody. Allah Pak keeps allowing us. So there are different works of deen that are taking place. There are different ulama, different akabirin, different mashayikh in our midst. We must not let these opportunities pass. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi and others, they took full benefit from Haji Imdadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then when he passed away, in their humility they said that like we got nothing, we just left with a feather. But in reality they took benefit. So many people that lived in this area and moved away. They moved away to other towns. After they moved away, then they started making qadar of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Many of them told me themselves that I used to live right here, so close to the masjid, but I never used to attend one program, never used to come to the masjid at all. But after I shifted to another town, then I started realizing, when I'm hearing other people talking, then I'm realizing, hey, what a fool was I. I was so close and I missed out. People from all over were coming and benefiting and I missed out. So why must we miss out? We are so fortunate in our country that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that every work of deen is flourishing. Every work of deen, whether you take the sawf, it is flourishing in our country. Every province, there are so many mashayikh. Before, if a person was looking for a sheikh, he had to go overseas. There were no mashayikh. And a person never really had a choice of mashayikh in our country. There used to be a language barrier. There were so many different things. Today there are mashayikh in our midst. Then if we look at tabligh, the work of da'wat and tabligh, this is also flourishing in our country. And if we have to look at our darul ulooms, the aspect of ta'aleem, etc., this too is flourishing in our country. So every work of deen is blooming, flourishing in our country. So we need to get active, we need to get involved. My Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Da'wat Barakatuh, he mentioned that each one of us, now we are a jamaat here, a congregation here of believers. We are all mu'mineen, we are believers. So he said that each one of us, whoever is a believer, has got a ticket for Jannat. He's got a ticket for Jannat. Each person got a ticket. But our ticket is economy class. Economy class. So we need to upgrade. We need to upgrade. I mean, who doesn't want first class? Who doesn't want business class? Everybody wants an upgrade. So in order to upgrade, we have to go under the wing of the mashayikh. We have to go under the wing of the mashayikh and we will get an upgrade. We have to get active and we have to get involved in the works of deen. We have to increase our knowledge of deen. We have to increase our effort on deen. And we have to make our islah. The aspect of ta'aneem will take care of us increasing our knowledge. If we go to a, not each person can go away to a darul ulum and do a 6-year course. But so many ulama have programs teaching us tajweed, teaching us fiqh, teaching us tafsir. We must go and sit in their gatherings and learn, increase our knowledge regarding our deen. Without knowledge, what amal are we going to make? So we need knowledge in order to make amal. And then if we make amal which is devoid of ikhlas, then that too is no good. So in order to get the ikhlas, we have to go to our mashayikh. We must go to our mashayikh and they will screen us and ensure that we are treading on a good path, we have good spiritual health, and we have all these good qualities within us. And if any evil qualities threaten to enter, then they will straighten us out and get rid of those evil qualities. And then we can't sit with our deen. We can't sit with our deen. There is an ummah out there that is waiting for this deen. They are hungry for this deen of ours. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night of Mi'raj, in Masjid al-Aqsa, different Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had given little khutbas, different khutbas. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the last khutbah. I'm not talking about the final sermon of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm talking about this khutbah that he delivered on the occasion of Mi'raj in the congregation of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So there Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that my ummah is a moderate ummah. And my ummah is that ummah which has been taken out for the guidance of mankind. So the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got the torch. We have got the torch in our hand. It is for us to shine the torch and show the way to the balance of the people in this world. Different statistics would give different figures. Some say 5 billion, 6 billion. Wallahu alam, Allah Pak knows best the population of the world. But from that population, only 1 billion or 1.2 billion, etc., are Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his cry was that people must enter the fold of Islam. Because if a person doesn't enter the fold of Islam, then that person is doomed to hellfire. So this deen needs to get out there. If we ourselves, we are not practicing our deen, how are we going to showcase this deen to somebody else? So in order to get that first class ticket, and in order to start practicing our deen properly, we have to get involved in these efforts of deen that are taking place. Whether it is tasawuf, whether it is tabligh, whether it is ta'aleem, we must get involved in something. We have to get involved in something. And alhamdulillah, we are extremely fortunate, you are even more fortunate, that in your own town, the ijtima will be taking place from the 15th to the 17th. The ijtima will be taking place. And this ijtima is not a small thing. If a person really, you know, makes up his mind and he attends the ijtima with ikhlas, he goes in there before the first program can start, and he only departs from there after the final dua, then wallahi, this will create a revolution in his heart. If he's sitting there with ikhlas, he's not getting involved in layani talk, wasting and widening his time away. If he sits properly, he follows the tartib that is set out, and he spends his time nicely, reading every salah with takbir-e-ula, then by the time that final dua takes place, a revolution will take place in this person's heart. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, or his Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the one beautiful thing about him, in fact, when Hazrat had passed away, one of my friends, he told me, he said, you know, I don't know how you're going to do Morana's work. So I said, no, Morana's work we can't do. Morana's work we can't do. He said, I'm telling you this because the experience Morana had in every field of deen, where are you going to get it? If Hazrat was asked a question, he had experience in every field of deen. He worked in every field of deen. He sacrificed in every field of deen. Yes, towards the latter portion of his life, he dedicated himself more to the Islah of those who were coming to him. That was taking up most of his time. But in his early days, he was so involved, even in the work of Da'awat and Tabligh. In the Ijtimaz, Hazrat used to be like a spine bone there. He was like one of the main figures in the Ijtimaz in his younger days. And even in his latter days, the point I want to highlight is the importance of the ijtima. That even in his latter days, when he wasn't so actively involved, but when the ijtima used to take place in our province, Hazrat used to make it a point to attend the ijtima. Now with all his work, all his commitments, despite his piety, his maqam, all whatever he was doing, but he too understood and showed us, to make us understand the importance of the ijtima, that he would ensure to attend the ijtima, even if it was for a short while. I remember when the ijtima was in Pietermaritzburg, it's a very, very fond memory. I was on imamat duty that weekend, so I had made up my mind that I will go after Maghrib. I had arranged somebody for Isha Salah, so I said I will go to the ijtima after Maghrib on the Saturday night. So, you know, Saturday afternoon you get a wonderful qayrula, you know. So I was having a good rest. And next thing my phone rang, I see Maulana Naeem Motala Sahib's number. So I answered the phone. Maulana said, where are you? I said, I'm at home. He said, we'll be downstairs. I said, who's we? He said, I'm here with Hazrat. There are a few other brothers also here from Durban. So I said, no, no problem. He said, no, you get ready and come down. Hazrat came to fetch you to take you to the ijtima. You go to the ijtima. So quickly I had to arrange somebody else for Maghrib. And then I joined Hazrat and we went to the ijtima. And it was raining. It was cold, it was raining. Hazrat had to be taken with an umbrella so that he doesn't get wet. So this ijtima is not a small thing. It is a great thing. We must make dua. Tell our women folk to make dua. Tell our children to make dua. We must get involved. Go and find out what khidmat we can make. What work can we do. And most importantly, we must attend. Try and attend for the entire duration. If we cannot attend for the entire duration, at least some portion of the time we must try and spend at the ijtima. And make a lot of dua for the success of all works of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.